My little brother is so annoying. He keeps copying everything I do. I don't like copycats.
Well, chances are he's copying you because he admires you. Do you get frustrated when other people copy you? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you've ever been frustrated when other people imitate you, well, it makes sense. Sometimes younger kids try to act like you by repeating what you say, mimicking your actions, or by wearing similar clothes. But what you probably don't realize is they do it because they admire you. So take it as a compliment. Now, if you love Jesus, then you should copy him. Look at what it says to do in Ephesians 5:1. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. Our story today is called Copycats. Alvaro angrily stomped into the room. Papa looked up from his computer. Tell Miguel to quit copying me, said Alvaro, crossing his arms over his chest. He's always following me around and he tries to do everything I do. As Papa closed his laptop, Miguel rushed into the living room. He marched over to his brother and promptly crossed his arms, too. See what I mean? Said Alvaro as Miguel stared up at him. Miguel, said Papa, give Alvaro a bit of space. Then Papa looked at Alvaro. Miguel copies you because he wants to be like you. Alvaro frowned. I don't like copycats. You don't? Well, the Bible says we should all be copycats. Papa picked up his Bible from the coffee table and opened it. Here, he said. Read Ephesians 5:1 out loud for us. Alvaro took the Bible and looked at the verse Papa indicated. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, he read. What do imitators do? Papa asked. Alvaro shrugged. Miguel shrugged too. They copy, said Papa. We're supposed to copy God. Papa smiled at the boys. Miguel loves you, Alvaro, and he shows it by wanting to do the same things you do. That's the same way we show our love for God. Jesus lived a perfect life of love and sacrifice when he came to earth to die for our sins. We can't copy him perfectly, but through the power of the Holy Spirit, who is helping us grow to be more like him, we can imitate Jesus by showing others his love in our actions and attitudes. Alvaro scratched his head. Giggling, Miguel did the same. Then Alvaro gave his brother a quick, playful punch on the shoulder. Miguel punched back. He squealed as Alvaro tackled him, and together they fell to the floor laughing. Papa laughed too. Okay, you two, Miguel, no more copying Alvaro right now. Leave him alone for a while, and let's all remember to be imitators of God by trusting him to help us copy Jesus. Okay, Miguel said. Okay, Alvaro said with a mischievous grin. Okay, Papa chimed in, and they all laughed. So what about you? Do you get frustrated when others copy you? Do younger kids try to act like you by repeating what you say or imitating what you do? Often they do this because they look up to you. As God's children, we need to copy him. He showed us his love by sending his son Jesus to die for our sins. Through the Holy Spirit, he will help us show that same kind of love to others so we can imitate him. Our key verse is Ephesians 5:1.
Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children.
And our key thought, be an imitator of God.
I'm Isaac. I'm 10 years old and I live in Brazil. And I love listening to Keys for Kids, especially when I'm doing my schoolwork. Thank you so much. I love listening to Keys for Kids.
And thank you for spending time with me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.